You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. It is the 7th of December, the Friday, the last day of the trading week. It is a good morning, of course, because all mornings are supposed to be good, fresh starts, etc. But the Lal Street seems to be slightly under trouble. Let's find out all that transpired on the Lal Street yesterday and what we can look forward to over the course of today, right here as we take a morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets cracked on Thursday, tracking weak trends seen in other Asian markets. The S&P BSE Sensex plunged 572 points, while Nifty 50 lost 181 points to end at 10,601. The total market capitalization of BSE listed fell by 2.28 lakh crore rupees. Traders also remained cautious ahead of five states' elections exit polls due on Friday evening and the results on December 11th, as well as OPEC meeting. Both Sensex and Nifty broke below crucial support levels, which is a sign of worry for investors in the near term. If one looks at the institutional activity, net buying of FPI was 72 crore rupees, while on the other hand, DII net sell figures stood at 389 crore rupees on Thursday. Global cues will be important for charting market direction in the near term, along with state election outcomes due next week. A defeat of BJP would signal uncertainty about the outcome of the general elections, which are around the corner, and markets hate uncertainty. Also, the rupee depreciated by 44 paise to close at 70.9 against the American dollar on the 6th of December, that is yesterday, amid a strengthening greenback and a sharp decline in equity markets. What is the big news we've been tracking? It, of course, relates to the OPEC meeting. OPEC agrees a tentative oil cut and waits for Russia to commit. In other news, India has signed an agreement with Iran to pay for crude oil it imports from the Persian Gulf nation in rupees. PTI sources in the know of the development have gone on to say, under the 180-day exemption, India is allowed to import a maximum of 300,000 barrels a day of crude oil. That compares to an average daily import of about 560,000 barrels this year. India, which is the second biggest purchaser of Iranian oil after China, has since then restricted its monthly purchase to 1.25 million ton, or 15 million tons in a year. That is 300,000 barrels a day, which is down from 22.6 million tons or 452,000 barrels a day bought in the 2017-2018 financial year, according to sources. What is the technical view trying to tell us? Nifty has formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. The index decisively breached its 200-day MA and formed a bearish candle on the daily charts. If the index breaks 10,500 on the downside, then the correction could be sharp in the coming sessions, according to experts, who added that the state's elections results due on the 11th of December would be closely watched by the street. We'll be watching for three levels over the course of today on the Lal Street: 10,500, 10,588 and 10,747. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 and 10,900 after. Maximum put OI at 10,000. And 10,200. And finally, as usual, to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to Ways to Wealth Brokers Private Limited, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. PVR has a buy call above 1531. Last trading price was 1,489 rupees, target of 1,700, stop loss of 1,428 rupees for return of 14%. Voltas has a sell call around 537 rupees. Last trading price, 538 rupees. Target we're looking at is 480 rupees, that is 480, stop loss of 570 rupees, return of 11%. And finally, Reliance Industries has a sell call around 1,130 to 1,140 rupees. Last trading price 1,123 rupees. Target of 1,050 to 1,016 rupees. Stop loss 1,187 rupees for return of 6%. That's PVR with a buy call, Voltas and Reliance Industries with sell calls. Well, that, my friends, was in a nutshell all that you need to know before going into trade today. We wish you a good day at the markets. It is Friday, and hopefully there will be some respite for the Lal Street over the course of today. We'll find out all of that when we return with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay locked on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.